Don't you just leave your darling on a trip here on a trip. Leave back and stay a while on a trip here on a trip.
That's where you are right now, and Monitor 67 is what we are, and Morgan is who I is. A bit later this half hour, Sandy Koufax chats with Baltimore Orioles manager Hank Bauer about a familiar subject, pitching. Less than 3 minutes away, accordionist Dick Contino recalls a recent trip to Vietnam and his talks with servicemen there. Monitor Music First by Harper's Bazaar.
Chat with their grandchildren, and as they do, the miles between melt away.
You know what, Grandma? I miss you so much.
Well, the next time you see them,
can I come over?
Do a lot of loving by telephone. That's why the Bell system says that long distance is the next best thing to being there.
Okay, I'll come over Saturday.
Dick Contino started his musical training when he was only 7. Today, he's called Mr. Accordion, and his professional work embraces TV, records, films, and nightclubs. During a recent appearance in Missouri, he spent a few moments backstage talking about his childhood, his rise to fame, and a recent visit with servicemen in Vietnam. Asking the questions, Monitor reporter Del Donahue.
Dick, I suppose most people first heard of you during the Horace Height Youth Opportunity Show on NBC years ago. You won every honor it was possible to win, didn't you, on that program?
Yes, I won week after week for 13 weeks, which made me eligible to compete in the quarterfinals. And then I won that, competing against my closest competitors during that period. And then while they determined three of the quarterfinalists, I just went out of competition and then competed against them 9 months later at the U-Line Arena in Washington, D.C., when the then Vice President Barkley was officiating, and I won that contest. So it was a fantastic thing for a youngster to go through fresh out of high school, you know. To this day, I hear about people that say, I remember you from the Horace Height days, and it's as if they were talking about something that occurred a couple of years ago, you know.
How did you get started?
Well, my dad came home one day and with an accordion, and he said, play. More or less, you know, because I didn't know what it was all about. I'm only 7 years old, and I did want to practice at first, just like most kids. I mean, you know, they come out with this publicity deal where in order to be a success, you know, you have to be have a tremendous love for the instrument right off the bat and practice 10 and 14 hours a day. My feeling child won't practice. The thing is that you got to try to thread it down the middle by trying to inspire them somehow, maybe with a particular idol, so to speak, you know, with recordings and discussing how, you know, you two can be as successful and things like this without just forcing the practice upon them. The reason I say this is because when I didn't want to practice, my folks didn't force me, and I actually dropped the accordion for 5 years.
5 years?
Until I was 12 and a half years old, and when I came back to it on my own. My dad didn't know that he was using that kind of psychology at the time because he just couldn't afford to give me lessons and have me stop again, you know. And so I really had to do some begging, you know, because he wasn't about to do it. And finally he said, okay, my mother talked him into it. And so I started taking lessons again at that age and fell in love with the instrument then.
Dick, I know that through the years you've spent quite a bit of time entertaining our servicemen. You're just back from a trip. What do the servicemen want to hear specifically?
They want to be entertained. They want to know they're being thought of all the time. They're young people, you know. It's a very sentimental thing when you stop to think about it from a certain angle. And that these were boys who were fresh out of high school, and they're young men, you know, who are going to be shaping up our country with time to come. And I just hope that we can do our job there successfully, do what we have to do. I'd like to see it come to an end soon so that they can all get on back. But what they want to hear and see is just, like I say, to know that that we're thinking about them. And when they see people coming over there to entertain them, they also want to know, to be perfectly honest with you, the people I've talked to, the boys I've talked to, that regardless of our particular opinions in this country, they'd like to feel that we're a little more united like we've always been.
Thank you very much, Dick, and a lot of good luck to you. Dick Contino, Mr. Accordion. From Tantera at the Lake of the Ozarks, Osage Beach, Missouri, this is Del Donahue for Monitor.
This is Vi Velasco. Shortly, sports with Sandy Koufax and guest Hank Bauer of the Baltimore Orioles. Another reason to stay right where you are on the Monitor Beacon. Now, I'll tell you something. I don't give a hoot how many are this way. I'm telling you, sir, you've got a head full of chicken fat and good night. it will be a good night for you when you join Brad Crandall from 9 to midnight on WNBC.
Going to California? Go TWA. Nonstop jets every hour on the hour, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Fares as low as $200 round trip. Call TWA for details. Attention, New York City voters. If you're in doubt about the issues on this year's ballot, or aren't sure whether you're eligible to vote in this fall's election, or in the important primaries next spring, better send to the League of Women Voters for the 67 New York City Voters Facts in English or Spanish. Mail a stamped, self-addressed envelope to the League at 131 East 23rd Street, New York 10010. League Conversation Station, WNBC, New York.
It is now 19 minutes after the hour. As Monitor continues with a song by a gentleman with the most improbable name of this or any season, may I present Mr. Engelbert Humperdinck.
Should I stay? The band had only one more song to play. And then I saw you at the corner of my eye. A little girl alone and so shy.
Thank you.
all the new 68 Plymouths now at your Plymouth dealer, where the beat goes on.
This is Sandy Koufax from Monitor Sports. Today, my guest is Hank Bauer, the manager of the Baltimore Orioles. Hank, the season started. We did a couple of ball games with the Orioles. I thought I was going to see you on a lot of weekends. I know you've had your problems. What about them this year?
Well, actually, Sandy, we everybody knows we lost back our whole starting staff. Bunker, Palmer, and McNally come up with bad arms. We lost Frank Robinson, probably the best hitter in our league. I don't know about the National League. We lost him for almost a month. But actually, Sandy, when you boil right down to it, we lost a lot of ball games because we played bad defensive baseball.
Well, Hank, you blame it a little bit, or not a little bit, a lot on the defense. I know last year you had a problem with your pitching staff in not finishing ball games. So.
Well, Sandy, a lot of it, we were sort of thinking that the air-conditioned clubhouses had something to do with it, but we found out from the rest of the league that all their clubhouses are air-conditioned and their pitchers didn't come up with sore arms. We never have been able to pinpoint this thing. Now, you talked about me going to the bullpen quite a bit. I still go to the bullpen quite a bit, but it doesn't prove as effective as it did last year. I think Stu Miller is something like 2-10 with about 7 saves. And last year, Stu, I think, had 13 wins and maybe 20 saves.
Hank, what about the Baltimore Ball Club? What do you feel like you have to do between now and opening day next year to get back into a pennant race?
Well, definitely, Sandy, we got to strengthen our pitching staff. I think we need 2 real good utility ball players. We need a right-hand hitting outfielder. And I think, as I said, the most important thing is if Palmer and McNally can come back, I still think we need a pitcher.
And a healthy Frank Robinson.
Yeah, that's true.
Hank, what about this American League pennant race? Is there any club that you think has a better chance than the others?
Well, I think right now, I think it's going to go right down to the wire, Sandy, and it possibly could wind up in Fenway Park between Minnesota and Boston the last 2 games of the season.
Hank, thank you very much. Good luck to you for the rest of the year. This is Sandy Koufax for NBC Monitor Sports.
And now a word about RCA Stereo 8 cartridge tapes.
The whole world of stereo sound is available to you for your automobile and home on RCA Victor's Stereo 8 cartridge tapes.
Follow sports and top sports personalities with Sandy Koufax every weekend on Monitor. Wanderley at the organ, so what's new? And just in case you didn't know, Monitor is a reliable, friendly listening companion all across the nation. KCBD Lubbock is NBC for the South Plains of Texas. A few words from your local station, then Monitor returns. This is Henry Morgan.
This is Joe Garagiola. For a look at the weekend sports world, join me each Saturday and Sunday for my Monitor Sports Show on NBC Radio.
Are you making the most of the training and experience you received in military service? In this rapidly changing aerospace age, the United States Air Force has vacant positions in over 40 different career fields. Now's the time to update your present capabilities. The choice of assignment is yours on the spot. Don't be a loser. Take your place with the winners on the aerospace team. Sandy Koufax versus Bob Feller in the first game of the 1967 Dream World Series, Monday at 7:45, exclusively on WNBC New York.
Next, Monitor Music as Astrid Gilberto sings Parade. Now the Bob Crew generation on Monitor playing A Lover's Concerto. Thank you. During this half hour, you'll meet a 29-year-old canary who's a former All-American collegiate football star. It's a man. We're talking about actor David Canary, newest star on NBC TV's Bonanza. You meet him a bit later. My name is whatever. It's blurred here. And the fellow coming up is Trini Lopez.
I know the feeling of being all alone. I call my own, but we're together. It's just like a dream together. Like peaches and cream together. It's easy to see it's good for you and me when we get together. The sun seems to shine forever. And if you'll be mine, you'll never be lonely again. Cause we belong together. Yeah, yeah. I know if we both give love a try, grow stronger with every day. And that is that coming together. It's just like a dream together. Like peaches and cream together. It's easy to see it's good for you and me when we get together. Just seems to shine forever. And if you'll be mine, we'll never be lonely again. Cause we belong together. Hey! Now that we know how I feel, it's up to you.
Close-up of people and events at home and abroad. Here's David Weber, NBC News, London.
Anybody who's done any skin diving around old shipwrecks knows that sunken treasure is a pretty hard thing to spot. It's not very pretty as a rule, either. Nothing at all like in some of the old adventure films where a diver comes across a pirate's chest already open for some reason and spilling out with gold coins and diamond necklaces. Treasure chests simply don't last long in salt water and heavy ocean currents. And what treasure is found has to be dug out of slimy mud or thick coatings of coral. Well, not always. Hollywood itself would have been pleased with the treasure trove that was turned up a few days ago off the coast of England, not far from the spot where last spring the treacherous Seven Stones Reef snagged its latest victim, the giant oil tanker Torrey Canyon. Early in the summer, a Royal Navy diving team was doing some exploring off the Isles of Scilly. The divers came across a brass cannon, and then another, and finally they had the pattern of a shipwreck, possibly the flagship Association of the ill-fated Mediterranean Fleet that was wrecked in that area in 1707. It was not just a routine discovery, because the Association was carrying more than $3 million worth of gold, and as could be expected, a lot of freelance explorers moved in on the fringes of the Navy operation. One of them was a 34-year-old bearded diver from the mainland named Jeffrey Upton. He was exploring the seabed about 100 feet down when he noticed a small hole in the rocky formation. The entrance was so tiny that he had to take off his air tank and push it through ahead of him, but once inside, long live Hollywood, there was the dream of every treasure hunter. Thousands of coins, a whole carpet of them, spread across the bottom of the cave. Upton brought out 1,500 as a sample and says this is just a fraction of what's still down there. Under British law, he'll get 50% of what the treasure's worth. A little distance away, the Royal Navy divers who found the site in the first place are being very correct. It's not easy to keep a stiff upper lip and gnash your teeth at the same time. David Weber, NBC News, London.
Ring Around the World, another in our weekend series of close-ups of people and events both at home and abroad. Now a word from State Farm.
Hi, Alfred Foster. There are 19 Greenvilles in the country, and State Farm Mutual, being the world's largest car insurer, has an agent in every one of them, or very close by. But are you ready? A State Farm policyholder from Greenville, Ohio, runs into a State Farm policyholder from Greenville, California. As the State Farm agent arrives with fast, friendly service, a third guy runs into the first two. Guess where he's from?
Hornbeek, Tennessee. Some guys can really ruin a good story.
You are about to hear the Anita Kerr Singers. Next 12 minutes or so, music by Morgana King, Tony Bennett, Peter Nero. More too. So stay with us here on the Monitor Beacon.
Lee Conversation Station, WNBC, New York. And now here's Benny Goodman, the King of Swing, swinging for Schaefer Beer. Don't you wish every glass of beer could taste as good as that first cold one of the day? Well, it can when you drink Schaefer. You see, Schaefer's brewed to give you flavor that never fades. Taste that keeps coming on. First glass, second glass, every glass. So get the beer that always delivers. Schaefer. It's the one beer to have when you're having more than one.
Monitor again, H. Morgan steering with the clock reading 15 minutes before the hour. Morgana King.
I have loved me a man like my mama did. I have loved me a man. Tall and tender, his hand like my daddy's was, with a mind that understands. Hold me on to tell me when I would cry, or the lips that kissed away my tears.
To conserve space in a medicine cabinet and prevent miscellaneous tubes and little pieces of junk from cluttering up the place, put it in large water tumblers. You'll find the idea a time saver, too, when you clean the shelves. Here's another suggestion for the homemaker. The most common mistake most people make when building or buying a home is failure to provide enough storage space. If that was your mistake, don't miss October Better Homes and Gardens magazine. In an article called Storage Ideas, Room by Room, the editors come up with some mighty attractive and functional places to store the year-by-year accumulation of clothes, appliances, tools, and what have you. The article is a continuation of the outstanding Home Improvement 67 series, and comprehensive project plans are available for each great storage idea. You can read all about it in October Better Homes and Gardens. Other family interest articles in this issue include What to Do About Aches and Pains, Order Your New Car with the Options You'll Need, plus 30 recipes and party ideas from 8 foreign countries. Pick up your copy of October Better Homes and Gardens. It's on sale now.
Something in your smile speaks to me. Thank you. of your warmth stayed in my heart and made me a part of you for just a little while. So think of me as something.
Bennett. This evening, a new name and face joins the cast of the most popular Western series in television, NBC's Bonanza. He's David Canary, 29-year-old former collegiate All-American football star. So the Ponderosa and the famous Cartwright family won't ever be the same. Canary's role is that of Candy, a professional cowpoke, and he talks about the part during a visit with Monitor reporter Barbara Walters in Hollywood.
David Canary, a year from now, you're going to be such a great big star, because here you are going into the most popular series, Bonanza. Except that I hear, unlike the Cartwright family, you're sort of a meanie.
Well, sort of. Potentially a meanie. I'm not a member of the Cartwright family. I am a sort of a vagabond, part-time gambler, part-time gun. A man who specializes in survival, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
And I will be living in town, doing a little gambling, occasionally coming out to the Ponderosa.
Mm-hmm.
But a very independent sort of a fella.
Do you mind being cast as a mean man, or not a, I should say, not a sweet man? I remember seeing you in Peyton Place, and you were not lovable.
Oh, I was.
Well, you may think you were.
I'm the only one. Mother and I think I was lovable, but no one else seems to. I guess partly because of the way I look. But the part of Candy, which is the character I'll be doing in Bonanza, is not really a heavy in any sense of the word, and he's not a mean man. He is a very independent man, and potentially a very dangerous man, mm-hmm. I suppose. But not mean.
David Canary mentioned the way he looks, and I'll try to describe him. Tall and slim and dark hair and blue eyes and a broken nose. Broken, I hear, in football?
Yes, I played football at the University of Cincinnati.
You were almost All-American. Or were you All-American?
Well, I was a Pop Warner Scholastic All-American,
mm-hmm.
which I suppose, depending on how you look at it, would be an almost All-American, yes.
Did you ever consider going into professional football?
I never considered it. It considered me very briefly. I was drafted by the Denver Broncos when I graduated in 1960. It was the first year they were formed. But as I say, I didn't really consider it. I'm rather small for professional football. And I had fallen in love with acting, mm-hmm. and wanted very much to go to New York, which I did.
Is David Canary your real name? It's an interesting
yes.
name.
Yes, that's a Scottish, an Irish name. I'm Scotch-Irish. The name comes, I think, from McInerney, I'm told, mm-hmm. which is a town in Ireland. I've never been there, unfortunately. I'm dying to go.
Mm-hmm. David Canary, it is no secret that the stars of Bonanza have become millionaires in the 9 years that the show has been on. Hopefully, this will happen to you. Now you're just beginning. What would you want to do if you have a lot of money? What would be the thing you'd spend it on? Your eyes are lighting up.
Oh, heavens. You know, I really haven't thought about that. I guess that really, this may sound like a prepared answer, but I'm kind of floored by the question. I haven't thought about it. I don't consider it that important. I think that much money could be an awful big headache. I would probably give it to my business manager and tell him to invest it somewhere.
Mm.
And
you don't want to buy a big new car or a swimming pool?
Oh, well, yes, I'd love to have a home. We'd love to buy a home. I have a family, and we've lived in apartments since we were married. We'd love to buy a home out here. But you're talking about tremendous amounts of money. I don't know. I just wouldn't. I'd want to hide it, I think, so I wouldn't have to be worried about it.
Well, we're happy to have met you, Candy. This is the way I'm going to know you from now on. I'll forget David Canary, and you'll be Candy, the new star of Bonanza, and I wish you a happy 9 years ahead.
Oh, thank you.
This is Barbara Walters in Hollywood from Monitor. Thank you.
Peter Nero's piano, Canadian Sunset. Best way to keep informed is to stay right where you are. NBC Monitor News on the Hour has all the latest developments across the nation and around the world, and it's coming up next. This is Henry Morgan.
Keep to the latest news now, it's on the air. Keep to the sports and view now, from everywhere.
Imagine Lou Gehrig, Ty Cobb, and Joe DiMaggio playing against Jackie Robinson, Honus Wagner, and Mel Ott, Sandy Koufax on the mound, and Babe Ruth up at bat. The 1967 Dream World Series. That's the baseball classic you'll hear starting tomorrow at 7:45 p.m. on WNBC. Lifetime data on all Hall of Fame greats you've selected have been fed into a computer. Human skills and the law of average have been taken into account, too. So now you can hear pitch-by-pitch, play-by-play results. The greatest World Series of all time. Charlie Grimm and Jimmy Dykes manage the All-Star teams of the century. The National League versus the American League with Bill Mazur and Les Kiter bringing you the excitement of the 1967 Dream World Series. The baseball thrill of a lifetime. So make sure you're there for every pitch starting tomorrow at 7:45 p.m. exclusively on WNBC. Wayne Howell stands in for Sterling Yates on Fortune Phone weekdays at 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. on The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York. Present temperature is 56 degrees and it's raining. The time is 3 o'clock. Time for late news.